Hi, this is Tim Freund. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Conversation, realestateconversation.com. I am with Dilbeck Estates in Southern California, Christie's International Real Estate. I am out of Westlake Village, which is just across the border from L.A. County to Ventura County. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in and checking out our podcast. I want to talk today about the Realtor. Okay, and by the way, that's Realtor, as in real estate tour. I don't know why there's tour. Realtor, that's the word, not Realtor. You'll hear that a lot. So Realtor, like real estate. Anyway, I just want to clear that up. One important thing I want to get to you right at the front of this podcast is buyers don't pay for the Realtor. You do not pay for the Realtor in virtually any transaction. Now, there are some exceptions, auctions and things like that, but I'm not going there today. You're going to go hire a Realtor, and they're free to you. You have zero incentive to do this on your own. Now, it is possible that you may do all the research online, and you've got a handle on what's good, and you know what you like, and so you want to do it without the Realtor. Maybe you can get a discount or something if you go directly to the listing agent. You know, perhaps, but you have to ask yourself this question. Who's working for me? If the Realtor, who is the listing agent, and by the listing agent's the guy that has the listing, the selling agent's the one who has the buyer. You'd think the selling agent's the one who has the listing, but that's not how it works. Who's working for you? Well, the selling agent is. Well, if the selling agent's also the listing agent, then obviously that becomes a little bit more confusing, a little bit more complex. Are there sometimes advantages? Sure. There are great agents out there. I do a number of double-sided transactions every single year. I get people from online. They see my listing. They meet me in an open house. I represent them. And I'm good at it, and I can do it. Not everybody can. I have very high ethical standards. I'm going to talk about ethics in a minute. I'm having served on the association's board of directors on a couple of terms. I'm very well regarded in the industry as being a straight shooter and being honest. And that's not true with everybody as in any business, right? So you do need to do some due diligence as you're hiring your representative. But the word I want you to keep in mind as you contemplate how am I going to do this is fiduciary. Look it up, fiduciary. A fiduciary is a person that has an obligation to you, an obligation of confidentiality, amongst other things. Honest and fair dealing is another. Super important. You know, when you hire an agent to represent you and you tell them, hey, listen, I'm willing to pay $510 for that property, even though it's only listed at $500, your agent is not supposed to go tell the other side, hey, my client's willing to pay $510 for the property. No, they can't do that, right? That's unless you tell them to, they can't do that. If you're you know, getting divorced, right, that may not be something you want disclosed to the other side. The other agent shouldn't do it. Does it happen that people do stupid stuff like that and say things, slip things? Yeah, that does happen. And again, you need to, you know, you do your due diligence, look at reviews. Maybe you know somebody who knows somebody who worked with an agent and you get a referral that way. That's where my business comes from. That's where the best realtor's business comes from, to referral. So fiduciary is important. That's your representative. That's your advocate. The person that you can speak to confidentially about the transaction. So now you've hired the Realtor because you didn't want to go do what? You didn't want to go try and write a contract. I mean, like, what do you put in it? You know, how are you protected? And of course, there are built-in safeguards in for California. We have the California Association of Realtors contract. It's got built-in safeguards, very buyer-friendly, in fact. State of California tends to be very buyer and tenant-friendly. But I mentioned something there I want you to grab onto for a sec. The California Association of Realtors. Well, aren't all agents realtors? I mean, aren't they? In fact, no, they're not. To be a realtor, you must be a member of the Association of Realtors. So there's a National Association of Realtors. NAR.realtor, that's NAR.REALTOR, NAR.realtor, is the National Association of Realtors. Then you have the California Association of Realtors, and then you have your local Association of Realtors, which in the case of mine, I'm on two boards. I'm on the Conejo Valley Association of Realtors, which is the LA Ventura County line in Ventura County. And also, I'm a member of CLAW, which is the Los Angeles City side. So I'm a member of two associations. I like to have access to the data is the same, but I like to be able to get onto the pulse of the different associations to be more familiar with the individual marketplaces, because there are differences in the marketplaces, and difference in the way the agents behave to one another. City of Los Angeles, you know, it's a city. It's intense. It's cutthroat. But you know what? I found them to be exceptionally professional. The Canoe Valley is exceptionally professional. San Fernando Valley is a little more like the Wild West. There's some wonderful agents, very professional, high ethics, high integrity, and then there's a bunch of others that, you know, it's who's gonna know, you know. So you do need to do your due diligence. You do need to look at things like reviews, but you definitely want to engage somebody who's a member of the National Association of Realtors. Let me give you an example of why that's the case. The National Association of Realtors has a code of ethics that every realtor is supposed to follow. Let me give you an example of what that might be. Article 1. When representing a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant, or other client as agent, we pledge ourselves to protect and promote the interests of the client. Obligation is to the client. You'd think that's the case. But if you are working with somebody who's an online broker that's not a member of the multiple listing service, that's, you know, a Rex, for example, is a name that you've seen floated out there. Purple Bricks was one out there. You know, these companies, they're not bound by the same ethical guidelines. Now, perhaps they follow those guidelines, but because they're not members of the Association of Realtors, they do not have the obligation to follow those. And there's no recourse for you other than, you know, law. There's no complaint board or anything else if there's ever anything were to come up. So the Association of Realtors has that. How about this one? Avoid exaggeration and misrepresentation or concealment of pertinent facts. Yeah, pretty important. So the Association of Realtors lays out some really important guidelines that their agents need to follow. So what's it take to become an agent? Well, bubblegum card and no. You have to go take some exams. You have to pass the state exam, and that's how you become an agent. Now, I am also a broker. Well, aren't all agents brokers? No. Well, real estate brokerage? Yeah, brokerage, not broker. Broker requires additional education, experience in the field in most cases, and an 8-hour exam instead of a 4-hour exam. Much, much, much harder to pass. A lot more responsibility legally. And a lot of reasons to work with the broker themselves. Not everybody's a broker associate like I am. Many are simply just agents. So they'll misuse the phrase a lot, call themselves brokers when they're not. So it's a question you can ask. Are you a broker or are you an agent? Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. You know, you have to make that decision for yourself. But getting a license, practicing real estate, it's not dissimilar to law or accounting. You know, there's responsibilities, there's ethics, there's standards that you must adhere to, and or you can lose your license, frankly, and your license through the state that you are working in. So where do we get our business? Well, referrals. I mean, that's a big source of business. It's referrals. So this brings you to, you know, why would you hire a commission salesperson as opposed to something else? And is there something else? And the answer is, yeah, sure. There's a million ways to skin a cat. And there are agencies that are licensed and through the Association of Realtors, like, say, Redfin, where the agents are not on commission. They are salary-based. Their insurance is paid for by their employer. Who's their loyalty to? Employer, right? Got to make the employer happy, right? When you're a commissioned salesperson, who's your loyalty to? Your client. Why? You have to get them the best possible deal. Why? Because you want them to refer you future business. You want them to hire you when you sell the home. If you're a salaried salesperson, do you really need a referral? No. Corporations feeding you clients all the time. You know, you're not going to stay in contact with the old people. You're not going to, you know, find out if their needs have changed and they now have children and they need to have a bigger home, or maybe they're downsizing. No, you're salaried. It's not important. You don't have incentive. You don't have skin in the game. This is why a commission salesperson is so important for you to hire. Somebody who has incentive to do a great job, deliver great service, find you a fabulous home, because they want you and your repeat business. They want your friends, your family, your coworkers to call them and say, "Hey, you know, Josh told me that, hey, that's a great agent over there. You need to hire him. He's going to set you up. He's going to find you a great home. He's going to take care of you." There's a lot of things involved in the transaction. We kind of talked about in some of the previous podcasts. There's a lot of details from the financing to the inspections. There's just a lot of stuff about the location of the home. So your realtor has incentive to do all that, but they are also your confidant, right? We talked about that. The fiduciary, they are your sounding board. Sometimes you may be the one who found the home. You may have looked at the numbers and said, you know what, I think it's worth $500,000. But you need to have somebody to bounce that off of, somebody who's experienced, who understands the market, the changing market, the neighborhood, the location. What are the things to look for? You know, one of the things a realtor is going to bring to you is expertise. And I'm not talking about being a general contractor or being an engineer, but they're certainly going to have those people available that they know to work with. If we have questions specifically about a property, you know, is this a bearing wall? I can look at a house and I can take a pretty good guess. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to pull that wall out, you know, because that's looks like that's what's holding the roof up. So it's a bearing wall. I don't think we can do that. Or maybe there's associations that have restrictions that the agent's going to be familiar with. So they're going to bring a level of expertise. They're going to be able to be your sounding board. They're going to be able to reinforce the decision that you're making. Ultimately, you are going to make the decision about the home you're going to buy. But you want your agent to be there to tell you the reasons maybe you should think twice about it, to reinforce your belief in the quality of the home, because their experience is going to help you to make a better decision. And you're not paying for it. I mean, how great is that, right? So super important that you hire a good agent, you hire a licensed agent, you hire someone who's a member of the National Association of Realtors. And lastly, I just want to say, referrals are how I get my business. Naturally, I would love to help you. You can find me online. You can DM me. Throw your questions at me. Some of you folks have already been reaching out, which is great. I appreciate that. I hope I was able to answer your questions when you asked. But you know, hiring the right agent, super important. They're your fiduciary. They're your sounding board. They don't cost you. They benefit you. Remember, if you got a percent back on a $500,000 home, you save $5,000. If your realtor negotiates you $10,000 off the home or is able to recognize there's a pitfall, it's going to cost you $15,000. You need to negotiate that in the repairs. They more than pay for themselves. So don't be fooled by the shiny object. You want that confidant. You want that person working for you. You want them to be paid in commission because you want them to have incentive to do a fabulous job for you. My name is Tim Freund. I'm out of Westlake Village, California. This is the realestateconversation.com. Tune back in. I do have some more stuff to talk about for first-time buyers in our continuing saga of getting you through this process of buying your first home. DM me. Reach me on the web. Our website, thousandoaksrealestate.com. You can search the MLS there, too, if you like. Just one of those other sources. Thanks so much, guys. I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.